Welcome back, dear students. Let's continue the chapter 10, Motion and Measurement of Distances in module 2. In the previous module, we learned how important it is to use standard units of measurement. We also saw certain precautions to be taken while measuring length of an object. Today, we shall study how to measure the length of a curved line. All you have to do is to take a non-stretchable string or a thread and tie a knot at one of its ends. Place the knotted end of the thread at one end of the curved line, say at point A. Now hold the thread steadily with your fingers and stretch it along the curved line until you reach the other end. You can see in the other figure, you have to take small portions of the line and measure using the thread. First, measure from A to 1, then 1 to 2, then 2 to 3, and so on using the same thread. Once you reach the other end, you make a mark on the thread. Finally, place the thread along a meter scale and measure the length between the knot and the marked point. This will give you the length of the curved line. Let's move on to the next slide. You have seen moving things around you, that is, a moving car, a bird flying, a ball rolling on the ground, fluttering of leaves, and so on. These things are said to be in motion. Now, what is motion? Motion is defined as a change in the position of the object with respect to time. There are three types of motion which you will be studying in this class. That is, rectilinear motion, circular motion, and periodic motion. What is rectilinear motion? Motion along a straight line is called rectilinear motion. You can see the examples of rectilinear motion. The march past of soldiers in a parade. Cars moving on a straight road. Athletes in a 100-meter race. They all possess rectilinear motion. What is circular motion? An object is said to be in circular motion when it moves around a fixed point called axis. You can see the examples. The motion of a giant wheel. Motion of blades of a ceiling fan when switched on. The motion of the hands of a clock. They all possess circular motion. What is periodic motion? Motion that repeats itself after a period of time is called as periodic motion. For example, we can see the motion of a pendulum of a clock. The motion of children on a swing, the branch of a tree moving to and fro. This motion repeats itself. So such a motion is referred to as periodic motion. Can an object undergo more than one motion at the same time? Yes, there are examples. You can see a ball. A ball rolling on the ground shows both rotational motion as well as rectilinear motion. Another example is the sewing machine. A sewing machine remains at the same location while its wheel moves with a circular motion. The needle moves up and down, exhibiting periodic motion. Another example is drawing water from a well. Here, the pulley on which the rope is put has circular motion and the bucket has linear motion. You can see it in the figure. There's another example, that is the frisbee, that has rotational motion as well as linear motion in the direction it moves. Let's summarize what we have learned in this module. We have seen how to measure the length of a curved line. You have seen objects in motion. So the moving things around us. Motion is defined as change in the position of the object with respect to time. And we have studied that there are three types of motion: rectilinear motion, circular motion, and periodic motion. Rectilinear motion is motion along a straight line. Circular motion: an object is said to be in circular motion when it moves around a fixed point called axis. And the motion that repeats itself after a period of time is called as periodic motion. And you have also studied that an object can undergo more than one motion at the same time. That's all in this module 2. That completes the chapter Motion and Measurement of Distances. Thank you.